I started here 20 years ago, working on the campus as a campus supervisor. And 20 years ago, we kind of had an open campus where all kids could come and go. They could leave when they wanted to and everything. But as the years went on, things started getting bad to where we had, like, not in this neighborhood exactly, but other neighborhoods with the kidnappings and just kids going off campus doing things they shouldn't be doing. So as the years went on, they decided to start putting up gates and trying to restrict kids from going off campus, even going to their cars, because they started using their cars for, you know, different reasons, for either going out and having a cigarette or selling drugs or something of that nature here, you know. And that's been all around, not just Carlsbad. Carlsbad's actually a pretty nice school. So as of, I want to say, about 5-10 years ago, they really started putting gates up, and they didn't, they let the kids go off, you know, but they kind of monitored it a little bit more. We had people in the parking lots and everything. And when it came to 2 years ago, we had a new principal come in named Matt, Max Stites, Dr. Stites, and he started to incorporate the lockout system. And it came to pass, basically, he tried it a little last year, and he started bringing it to the kids' attention. It was just a freshman who couldn't leave campus last year. So then this year, he started to go freshman and sophomore. And the way we're doing it is each kid has an ID card and has their picture on it. The underclassmen's cards are purple, and the upperclassmen's cards are white, so we can tell who is who. If you have a sticker on your card, which is a 1 through 6, that means if there's a 3 on it, that means you have an off-campus period, third period. You can leave third period, or you don't have a class third period. So it makes it real easy for the security system to do that. We man all the gates, basically, and he would like to try to keep the kids on campus, get to class on time, and this actually is working. It's working. I mean, the first day that we incorporated it, we had maybe 247 kids tardy the first day. And the second day, it broke about a third, went down to about 160. And now kids are actually starting to hustle to get to class. And it seems to be doing really well. Now, the thing we're still trying to do is make them all carry their ID cards. And it's coming along really well. So I see a big change, and I think it's going to help this school a lot.
What are the police doing outside?
The police, he's here as a resource officer only. He goes to classrooms and he speaks to classrooms about the rules of the, you know, the police officer's rules, what the kids can do and what they can't do. Kids get to ask questions and everything else. He's not here to arrest. He's here to educate more than anything. But at the same time, it's always good to have him here just in case we do have a problem, a situation, then there's one on campus.
Why do you have a bicycle?
I like to stay in shape, for one. I mean, we have carts also, but I can get around a lot faster on a bike. At the same time, I get my exercise in. I can get in places in which a cart can't get to, and I can get there a lot faster than a normal person who's trying to walk or run there. So I started bringing this in maybe 8-9 years ago, and it stuck. So I decided I just want to keep doing it.